We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He then throws this sentence in there. There is speculation within the industry that the Pirates might be willing to offload Hayes' contract. Okay. That just, what was it, 2 years ago, I think, that he signed this deal. I want to say it was a two-year-ago thing. Key Brian Hayes signs a big contract with the Pirates. And at the time, I think people in my chair, Donnie's chair, any host, any media person, was pretty much, I would say, in line with fans in saying, hey, cool, good news. He signs this contract. It locks him up with the Pirates basically for the best years of his career. It goes $10 million, $10 million, and then drops to $7 for a while, which is what it's at right now annually. Goes back up to $8 million, and then there is a $12 million team option with a $6 million buyout when he's 33 years old. And I think we all said the same thing, like, hey, pretty good deal, actually. If this guy hits anywhere near what you think he could eventually hit like, you know the glove's going to be there. That's a bargain. The Pirates gave Hayes the chance to get some cost certainty and insulate himself. And in so doing, yes, attached themselves to $70 million, but did so for a player who's probably always going to be great with the glove, and really market rate for a guy as good with the glove as he is, even at a power position offensively, is probably about $7 million a year. $8 million a year. And it comes out to about $8.5 million, a little bit more than annually. And we all thought this was good. We all thought cornerstone piece. We all thought building block of the future. And now here we are, John Parrotto, he's plugged in saying maybe it's just in everybody's best interest if the sides part ways at some point. Probably not this year leading up to the deadline, but I would think maybe in the offseason it becomes a possibility. And I put this out there. I just tweeted out a question at Chris Muller PGH. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. I put this question out there. I said, if I could guarantee you that the Pirates, if they traded Key Brian Hayes, maybe it wouldn't happen directly in the trade. Maybe it would be indirectly as a result of you're no longer on the hook for $7 million every year. You feel like you've got financial flexibility. Hate to use that phrase, but here we are. You've got financial flexibility to add a more expensive player, a solid to a good bat. Maybe not a superstar, maybe not Luis Robert Jr., but a solid to good bat. Above average hitter, however you want to define that. Obviously better than Key Brian Hayes. Would you make that trade? And the majority of the people, I would say, that have responded to this, Twitter is not real life or really totally indicative of what the Pirates' body politic might feel about this. The majority of the responses, yes, I would do that. So I pose that question again, 412-928-9370. There are people in the baseball industry, there are people throughout the sport who think Key Brian Hayes could be a trade candidate, or at least that the Pirates might be willing to offload that deal. that they might be willing to ship out a guy who a couple of years ago was supposed to be one of their cornerstone pieces for the future. Is that something you would be okay with, especially if the trade-off was eventually, as a result, you get a good bat in return? You're trading probably the best defensive third baseman in baseball, and what you might eventually make that swap for is put Jared Triolo in there, and then somewhere else on the diamond, you've got an above-average offensive player. Would you do it? 412-928-9370. That's the Fan Text Line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I would do it, by the way. Did a bad job, maybe, of not answering my own question as clearly, maybe earlier in the show, but I would do this. I would make this trade. And it's not because I think Ke'Bryan Hayes is some bad guy. I don't think he is. It's not because Ke'Bryan Hayes did anything to really deserve this. I don't really wish back problems on anybody. I don't have them, but it seems like it's a complete crapshoot as to what happens when you start suffering from them. It just feels to me very obvious what John said there is true. Both sides here need to part ways and probably get on with their life's work somewhere else. Hayes seems like as unhappy of a player as you could seem having signed a deal that guarantees you $70 million. For one reason or another, at least he comes off like a guy who's just not happy, for lack of a better term. He comes off like a player who is frustrated at the plate, doesn't feel like his career, at least offensively, is heading in the direction he thought it would or thinks that it should, and is probably letting it get to him a little bit. It has to be gnawing at him that, A, he isn't staying as healthy as he wants to, and B, after seemingly finding it again last year with John Nunnally, who then got fired by the organization as a hitting coach but was still free to offer his services privately to Hayes, it probably frustrates him that after finishing so strong last year and looking so good offensively for the back, last month and a half, maybe 2 months of the season, that he has gone right back into the tank again this year. And I think for the Pirates' sake, if we know now, thanks to John's story, that financial resources are still on the tighter side of things, much to the chagrin, allegedly, of the baseball ops department. If getting that salary off the books frees you up to at least make a more aggressive pursuit of somebody that is a more established hitter, you owe it to yourself as a franchise to do it. If the Pirates had if you traded this out, now I know Ke'Bryan Hayes is still this year worth almost one win above a replacement player because his defense has been so good. If Ke'Bryan Hayes wasn't here and Jared Triolo, who frankly should be more of a power bat than Hayes but isn't, much bigger guy, if he was your third baseman, he's almost as good as Hayes. They have been saying in the organization that they might have the two best defensive third basemen in baseball. It's just that for Jared Triolo's sake, his problem is of course that Hayes is a little bit better, and so he's got to go find somewhere else to play. If you told me that I was going to get, let's just say, a right fielder who was an above average to good offensive player, whatever you think that looks like, you can use your imagination and create in your mind's eye what that guy's stat line looks like. Maybe he hits 260 and he's got 18 home runs right now and he strikes out a lot, but he makes enough contact and hard contact that he's a productive player, whatever that guy might be. Maybe he's a doubles machine who doesn't have a ton of power, but he's hitting close to 300, whatever. I don't care what kind of guy you want to imagine. But if you put Jared Triolo in at third base and you told me their right fielder wasn't some combination of like Jack Sawinski or whoever you wanted to slot out there, you'd probably have how many more wins this year? Seriously. 2? 3? I know we're getting into the weeds, like how much difference can one player make, but I really believe that if the Pirates had one more good bat in their lineup, even if it was at the expense of Ke'Bryan Hayes hadn't been in their lineup and Jared Triolo was their third baseman, they would have more wins, by a couple at least. And I'll tell you what, for a team that is still almost incredibly in the thick of the wild card chase, having, let's just spitball here, having 2 or 3 more wins could make all the difference in the world. You have 3 more wins, guess what? Your record's 46-44. You're 3 games closer by definition. I would do this deal. It sucks because I thought Ke'Bryan Hayes, when he got that contract, I remember saying, it's a little bit of a risk. It's pretty early, but I like it. I like where their head is at as an organization. They are trying to lock up a guy for the long term that they think will be here for the long term. It just hasn't worked for either side here for more than 45 games last year. Hasn't worked the way they thought, I think both sides thought, it would work. I'd do the deal. Would you? John Parado writes, there's speculation within baseball that the Pirates might be willing to offload Ke'Bryan Hayes' contract. Would you trade him if ultimately it resulted in the Pirates finding a good bat for somewhere else on the diamond? 412-928-9370. I want to hear from Dave and Delmont before we take a break, and we're going to get to a lot more of you coming up next. So if you want to chime in on this, you'll get your chance. Let's start with Dave, though.
Thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, there is no way in the world that we should start subtracting from the team and start making more holes. You have to go out and get a couple outfielders and not lose Ke'Bryan Hayes. You have to get rid of some of the prospects.
Let me ask you a question about him specifically. You say don't subtract. And by the way, Dave, when you said first-time caller, did you mean just today, first-time caller?
Well, I just figured I'd throw that in there, a little
fair
humor.
Enough. Yeah, I thought you might. I just was making sure. I was like, Dave and Delmont's not a first-time caller, but I respect it. I thought that the guy was going to be really, really good. I did. I thought he was going to be – I said this year, I think I – Donnie, how many home runs did I say I thought he could hit? Like 18? I had a goofy number for Bucco Auction House with
him. Yeah, I feel like you were high on him when I was high on Henry Davis.
Okay. So, Dave, we know that Triolo's a very good glove at third base. Basically, anywhere you put Triolo, he's going to be very good. So you're not getting probably a huge drop-off there. How much really are you losing if you were to swap out Ke'Bryan Hayes, put in Triolo? They're both bad offensive players. Are you really lessening the team by that much?
No, you may not be, but the problem is when you start getting rid of some of the guys that start, who's going to back them up? So you get rid of Ke'Bryan Hayes. Now, what infielder are you going to bring up? We already know that their prospects are lousy. None of them are doing any good down in the minor leagues, even though supposedly AAA pitching is bad because, you know, all the good pitchers are up in the majors.
You've been paying close attention, I see, to what they've been
saying. I listen to you guys a lot.
Yeah,
but the problem is that the thing we need to do is they need to go out and get two outfielders, not people that don't have contracts by the end of the year.
Guys that are Chisholm.
If he has a contract that has 3 years left.
He's got three more years of team control. Would you take Jazz Chisholm? He's got injury problems just like Hayes does, but he plays the outfield.
He does, but you know what? We know he plays. We don't know anything about our prospect. I feel the Pirates think that they win some kind of prize if they keep all their prospects and don't trade them for any players that are good.
Yeah,
I don't know what the prize that is, but I can't figure it out.
I think when teams draft guys, thanks, Dave. I think when teams draft guys that they are naturally going to be more geared to trying to give those guys a break, but I'm a reformed prospect hoarder. I've said that numerous times. I'm done hoarding the prospects here. I've learned my lesson.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July with some of the best deals of the season. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There. PM team. Pirates Power Hour at the top of the hour. Jeff Hathorne has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 7 o'clock. Pirates Brewers, 8:10, first pitch right here on 93.7 The Fan, your radio home for Pirates baseball. Josh Fleming will start a bullpen game, but I feel like it's very likely to be Quinn Priester trying to eat up several of the innings in Milwaukee, a notable house of horrors for this baseball team, more or less ever since they opened Miller Park, which is, I think Joe Block or somebody once described it to me as, maybe it was Greg Brown, because Block used to obviously call Brewers games. I think Greg Brown described it once, somebody did it as baseball inside like a shopping mall when they have the roof closed. Ball just flies out of there. Colin Ray is going to go for the Brewers. He's been real good. As good as Mitch Keller's numbers are this year, Colin Ray's numbers better to show you just how good some of the pitching's been. Before we get back to the phones, and the question has been, would you actually trade Ke'Bryan Hayes if I told you you were going to get a good bat back, either in return for him or down the road quickly because you had some more financial flexibility? Again, hate to use that term, but I have to. Would you do that deal? Because John Parrotto suggested that people around baseball are of the opinion that the Pirates might be willing to unload that contract and trade Ke'Bryan Hayes, whose career has not so far, I think it's fair to say, worked out the way people thought. Before we get to the phones, though, we had Dave in Delmont, and something hit me during Dave's call. Just start playing it, Donnie, and then we'll see if you picked up on the same thing I did.
Thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller. There is no way in the world that we should start subtracting from the team and start making more holes.
I had a thought as to who it was. Now, we've gotten a lot of, there have been a lot of hijinks with people who work for this very radio station pretending to be other people to mainly caller bomb Pomp show, you know, your presidents, George and Washington, your Glenn and Glenn Willards. It's been a Starkey-Filippone combined effort. Play that clip one more time, though.
Thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller. There is no way in the world that we should start subtracting from the team and start making more holes.
Donnie, I'll tell you, I dead-ass thought for a second, especially later into Dave's call. And Dave's called us before, and this has never hit me. He's a semi-frequent caller. That's why his first-time caller thing was very amusing. I thought that could be Kevin Colbert disguising his voice. because we know Kevin Colbert loves baseball. I thought for a second, I was like, I know this isn't it, but what if this was Kevin Colbert trying to do an even heavier Southwest Pennsylvania Yinzer accent?
And he David was just, Delmont.
Right, he was going with the alliterative name. Hey, this is, because if I went up in here, I'll see if I have any, or if we had like fan house fire wipe this out. Let me see if I have any here for compare and contrast purposes. Let's see. Do we got anything? All right. Here, how about this one? All right, get the Dave and Delmont clip ready again. I'm going to play this. You tell me if I'm completely insane.
Chris Oladokun, he was a triple transfer, started off at South Florida, went to Samford University, and then graduated from...
All right, give me Dave and Delmont.
Thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller. There is no way in the world that we should start subtracting from the team and start making more holes.
Started off at South Florida.
I don't know. Like, if he was really disguising it, I still think it could be possible. One guy tweeted, and it sounds kind of like Doug Whaley. Now, do we need to get a Whaley clip for comparison purposes? I have to do this. All right, we got a Doug Whaley. Here's Whaley on Alex Highsmith's contract.
They had the framework of a deal in place, and they were getting all their ducks in a row.
All right, play that other one.
Now this Denzel.
Thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I still think it sounds closer to Kevin. It's clearly not either of them, but like I heard it, and it was further into the call. I was like, man, this sounds like if Kevin Colbert was just really laying it on thick and wanted to get something off his chest about baseball. Then the Dave and Delmont part of it makes it even funnier. What would he go? Kevin and Katanning?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kevin and Katanning. Is there any other town that's like begins with a Kevin and Karn City?
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Can you imagine if Kevin Colbert was just so bored on a day-to-day basis, he decided to start doing those style, like guerrilla-style call-ins to our show? But like as his first name, but never as like he was trying to disguise his voice. Hey, you know, guys, when I was just a fan, not working in professional sports. That's what I heard though. I'll level with you. I had to put everyone through that because that's what I heard right there was Kevin Colbert in my brain. Jim is on the fan. He's in Omaha. Hello, Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
So apparently everybody probably in that front office knew that they were not going to spend money on trades no matter what this year, correct?
Agree with that? Based on John Parrotto's story, I think that the baseball ops department, which is Ben Cherington and the people under him, really felt like they were going to have maybe some more wiggle room to operate and that they didn't. And that especially they didn't feel like that they had what Bob Nutting publicly said was out there on June 21st. I think that's kind of the crux of it.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then I can definitely see. But I think Donnie Football and you were talking about sour grapes on Cherrington's part and his group, first of all. Second of all, if they did know this, why would they not wait a little longer for the Super 2 date for Skeens? Because we just... with bringing him up a couple weeks early, now we lost him. If they knew they weren't going to compete this year, I really think they could have done things differently to prepare them for the future.
Well, Skeens and Super 2, just for the record, I don't know if you know this, I don't know if people out there know this, because I think it's still murky. Super 2 and Years of Control are two different things. Super 2 is about when you can hit arbitration, and Skeens will be a Super 2 player. Skeens is also now the betting favorite to win the NL Rookie of the Year award, which will also start, they won't get that extra year of service time that they thought they were going to get. If Paul Skeens wins the NL Rookie of the Year, that service time kicks in. He gets that first year already. He doesn't get it down the road next year. So Paul Skeens being really good is going to probably mean that the clock is ticking on Paul Skeens right this second as far as your window of time. I know Greg Brown said with us he expects Paul Skeens to lead this team to the promised land. He doesn't know when, but he thinks he'll lead that pitching staff for a long time. Now, Donnie, I don't know if you could tell this. If I wanted to be super argumentative today, it's a random day in July. It's hot out. We're all trying to keep cool-headed. If I wanted to be a certain kind of person, I would have said, Greg, I honestly think he'll be the leader of their staff for the next 4 to 5 seasons, and that's pretty much where this starts and ends. If Greg means a long time and he says 4 or 5 years is a long time in baseball terms, okay. But I think most people would say, what, he's going to lead this rotation for a decade? You better be prepared to offer Paul Skenes, I don't know, $350 million right this second if you want him to be a starting pitcher for you for the next decade.
I think by the time he would actually hit the open market, he would be around like $50 million a year.
So that's what I mean. So he wouldn't hit the open market for 6 years, right? But in arbitration, he could start racking up $25 million by the end of arbitration, okay? If I were going to try to find a bowl of porridge that fits both sides here, it's north of $350, I think, for him. If you're just doing a 10-year deal, you'd have to pay him, I think, more than $35 million annually for him to feel like he's getting fair value. If there's no arm injuries, say he hits free agency at, what, 20? He'll be like 28, Donnie, and he hasn't had any arm hangups. Somebody's going to give him a deal like 7 years, yeah, $350 million for 7 years. Like you said, $50 million per. He actually might be getting more than that at that point. It might be closer to 60 if he's the best pitcher in baseball. It might be like you pitch 7 years, you get $420 million. Jeff is in Cranberry on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Chris. I did think after you made the comparison, that sounded like Colbert a little bit. I'm with you. I hear the similarity. Chris, I would move. You know who I would trade Hayes to? Indianapolis. Just put Peggy up there. I mean, I can't take this guy anymore. He can't hit. He has no power. He can't hit the ball to the right side of the infield to move a runner from second to third. I mean, I guess my question to you is, who would trade us a bat for him? He has no bat. Would you have to package an Anthony Solometto or something with it?
I'm glad you brought all this up. And that's why I tried to be, it's not maybe the greatest radio question of all time because I threw a couple caveats. It wouldn't necessarily be a direct trade that gets you a bat back for Hayes. It could be just you have $7 million off the books. Maybe you have the ability to pursue different players who might, like Luis Robert is going to cost a lot of money in arbitration. He's, what, a $15 million a year guy. Like, maybe you pursue a guy like that indirectly because of a Hayes trade. But I'll say this, Jeff, and thanks. One thing that I do think sort of gets lost in the shuffle when we talk about the Pirates and some of these contracts, and I think, Donnie, you would agree with me, but you can chime in if you disagree. Hayes is due $7 million this season, then three more, then two seasons at $8 million, okay? Let's say, for argument's sake, he stays reasonably healthy and plays 130 games in those seasons. So that's his average of the last two. He played 136 and 124. Let's say he plays 130 games and he is a 650 OPS guy, but he plays gold glove defense every single year at short or at third base. But he's just always a guy who hits maybe 8 to 10 home runs. He hits for low average. He's just not a good offensive player. I just want to stress this. For probably 12 to 14 teams in baseball, that player profile, best in the game defense at third base and mediocre, to be kind, hitting, even though that's a power position, paying on average $7.5 million for that over the next 5 years is a bargain in almost every team's mind. Like, I think sometimes we have a warped perception of what the value is. I think somebody at Fangraphs did they took wins above replacement and they tried to figure out how much buying one win was worth. Have you ever seen this, Donnie? You cited win probability added by pitchers, so you don't get to escape from this by saying it's a nerd stat. They tried to put an actual dollar value on what does one win equate to in dollars and cents above replacement, like a replacement level player. I want to say it came out to like between three and four million dollars for a win, okay? To buy one win. Ke'Bryan Hayes' defense alone will make him almost every year, if he is not a completely abysmal offensive player like he is this year, will make him like a 3 to 4 win player. So if you looked at that on the open market, just his defense is like worth $9 to $10 million probably. So I'm glad Jeff brought it up, because I think I need to stress that when they make a deal for a player like this, the Pirates have the second lowest payroll in baseball. Paying him $7 million this season and not getting production might feel like a crippling waste of money for them. it is not a waste of money for other teams to get very similar levels of production. It really isn't. That contract is not an albatross. So I would stress that right now. Ke'Bryan Hayes' deal is not an impediment to him getting dealt. In fact, Ke'Bryan Hayes being cost-controlled for several years is the actual reason why many teams would want him, because they know what they're getting with the glove, and anything they get with a bat is a bonus. All right, right back here on the PM team. Pirate Power Hour, excuse me. Every time we say Power Hour, I think they're trying to do 60 shots of beer. Always just a chore. It always was. Because here's the thing, a shot was more than an ounce. It's an ounce and a half if you actually filled the shot glass up. So 60, what would that be? 90 ounces of beer, a lot more than 60 ounces. If you'd only go to the 1 ounce mark, different story. 5 beers in an hour. Okay. Light beers in college, we've probably all done something like that. But then you get up to 90. What is that? You're adding 2.5 beers. Suddenly you get to like 7.5 beers in an hour. Now you're starting to play with fire.
We normally kick off like all of our Steelers road trips on like that Friday with a power hour.
Ugh. With light beer, I assume.
Yeah, I mean we're not ripping. Are you filling
the shot glass all the way to the top? Is that the rule?
We don't hold it to like, oh, you got to have like you got to have your shot glasses. We pretty much just like take a gulp.
Okay, that's a little different. A gulp is a. Everyone's gulp size different,
right? And half the guys like they'll stop sip. Doing it after like.
Okay, so it's a pretty
minutes.
Loosely configured power hour. Gotcha. Anyway, Pirates Power Hour, including Greg Brown, with us earlier today, is coming up at 6 o'clock. Jeff Hathorn has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show starting at 7. So, I'm not super plugged in to Wimbledon. I know that the guy whose last name is Sinner, who's actually the world's number one player, lost today to Oh, boy, I should know this. See,
Medvedev?
Dmitry Medvedev. Daniil Medvedev. I'm sorry. And I always want to say, when I hear a name like Medvedev, I'm going to be honest with you. I always want to say Stephen A. Smith doing Slava Medvedenko. Remember when he used to love saying Slava Medvedenko? That was Stephen A.'s like favorite name in professional sports, because he was always saying it in a way that was like dismissive to him. Like, you did a horrible job, Medvedenko. Yannick Sinner loses to Daniil Medvedev in 5 sets. Okay, fine. Whatever. That's your big story of the day. Great. The big story of last night, though, was the guy that now I think, I don't know, probably has a good chance to win yet another Grand Slam is, for my money, and I can't believe I'm saying this because I feel like we went through 3 of these situations. It's like the Tom Brady Mahomes thing, but it's happened now 3 times. First, it was Pete Sampras. Could he be the greatest tennis player ever? He got quickly taken over by Roger Federer. I think Federer beat him when he was like 19 and then never looked back. And then Roger Federer was the greatest tennis player anyone had ever seen. Incredible. And then for a while, Rafael Nadal, because he was so much of a master on clay and then eventually broke through against Federer at Wimbledon, Rafael Nadal was the best tennis player ever, or adjacent. He was 1A. But now Novak Djokovic has, I think, pretty much surmounted both of them. A guy who I remember very early in his career was notable for quitting, not quitting, but like having bad conditioning late in matches, has now just become a terminator, right? He's also not very likable. He comes off like kind of a, I can't say what I was going to say, but the word rhymes with brick. And it's very appropriate for like the general vibe he puts off when he's on the tennis court, when he's on the lawn or the clay or the court. And yet, even saying all that, I'm not a huge fan of his. He comes off like a jerk. Sometimes when a jerk just really leans into it, it's fun. So he won in straight sets. Hold on. Novak Djokovic beat, let me make sure I've got this guy's name right. He went up against a guy named Holger Rune. And he's a 24-time Grand Slam champ, Djokovic, so this is, easy work for him, okay? And apparently this Rune guy, if you say his name, goes, Rune, okay? So they were cheering for him, I guess, because he's the underdog. Djokovic, however, did not feel that that was the case and felt like the Wimbledon crowd was against him. And, oh, baby, did he let him have it after the match was over. This is beautiful.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, Have a good night. Good night. Good night. Very good night.
I'm hoping that they were just commenting on Runa and that they weren't disrespecting you.
They were. I don't accept it. No. I know they were cheering for Rune, but that's an excuse to also boo. I've been on the tour for more than 20 years, so trust me, I know all the tricks. I know how it works. It's fine. It's okay. I focus on the respectful people that have respect, that pay the ticket to come and watch tonight. And love tennis and appreciate the players and the effort that the players put in here. I played in much more hostile environment, trust me. You guys can't touch me.
It's like a wrestling heel promo right there, but they were kind of cheering him. It was like an early Stone Cold Steve Austin where the crowd is pretty sure they want to cheer him, but he's still telling them they suck. Or it's like the what era Stone Cold, where he's desperately trying to get booed, but he can't. What a pop.
That was good. I hadn't heard that.
So he really is like, I think he's hard to like. Like, he's not, Roger Federer was always gracious. Nadal always looked like he was, you know, like the Phil Kessel of tennis, except he was in great shape, but he always looked like he was on the verge of exhaustion. Djokovic is the best player to ever live. Like, he's the best. He's probably going to win here again. He's going to win 25 majors. He has eclipsed both of those guys.
I'm going to go against him, Malzy.
You're going to bet against him?
I think Alcaraz is going to win.
I feel like and he's going to do this if he does it, Djokovic, on a torn meniscus that just got repaired, I think, 4 weeks ago. So now he and I are torn meniscus brothers in arms. What is Alcaraz like the second seed?
Three.
Okay, what's Djokovic? Is he even seeded? He might not be.
Well, I'm just going off the rankings. Alcaraz is third in the world.
What's Djokovic now? Where is he? If he's not... So this Jannik Sinner, I guess, is...
Well, he's second in the... Yeah, he's second in the world.
Okay, it's number two. Okay. I'm trying to figure out where he's seated at here in this tournament. They don't even have him. How do they not have him what his seed is? It can't be very bad. He's got to be like the second seed then, I would think. So whatever, all right? He trolls them. The thing I love most is that he just leaned into the cheap heel heat. Good night. Good night. We need more of it. I don't like the guy, but I like that because if you're gonna be that guy, be that guy. And I do like when the crowd is obviously not for you. It takes some guts to do that. I also am most impressed by this. Now, Djokovic is Serbian, okay? He's from Belgrade, I believe. English is definitely not his first language. I'm sure because he was an elite tennis player, he probably was like at tennis, you know, camps and he was a prodigy and whatever. And so you probably learn, like Crosby learned how to speak French pretty early in his life because you kind of know you're going to be in the spotlight. Man, talking trash to people in something that is not your native tongue. What a move. I can't imagine like knowing Spanish well enough to just trash talk a bunch of people in like Spain or Mexico who would be booing me. But I mean, he was very comfortable there. Good night. I want to hear it one more time. At least that part of it. I loved it.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
Laughs and cheers. One more.
Good night. Good night.
I love it. And he's doing that. Come on. You have to admit that's impressive. To trash talk people like that when you're not speaking it as a first language.
I've always actually been a fan of him.
He's joyless, I think, is the thing for me. He does not seem like a guy who, I guess, loves what he's doing. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Federer was always just like total grace on the court, like incredible to watch. Yeah. Nadal, it was just fun to watch Nadal because he was like a free safety playing tennis. This dude's just the Terminator. Maybe I am starting to come around on him, though, if he's going to act like this after matches. Can you imagine if he wins Wimbledon? He's got, is it the winner that holds up that like serving tray? No, they get the trophy. The runner-up has to hold up the little serving tray or whatever
that
it
would
is.
Be, what, 25 Grand Slams?
25 Grand Slams. Can you imagine if he just cuts a monster heel promo? He just says, give me the microphone. All you people here, you dissed me. Now you want to cheer me. Sit your fat butts in your seat, go have your tea and crumpets, and get off my ass. Boo! I'm booing you. That would be amazing.
I feel like every time we bring up tennis, I am inclined to think about how underrated the great tennis stars are as athletes. Like, they never get put in that conversation, but they play forever, and they are often at the top of the sport forever. I mean, you mentioned the big names on the men's side, Federer, Nadal.
Serena was there for an eternity.
That's what I'm saying.
Serena Williams was truly insane.
Was absurd.
Those are, however you want to stack it, those are the four best tennis players to ever live. And I put Serena up there. I don't care. Like, could guys beat her? Whatever. She was insane, and she was doing, I think she was playing in and winning tournaments like several months pregnant, I think. Like, they told her, since you're so active, you're not going to do any damage. I swear she played in at least one or two tournaments pregnant and was winning them, I think. They're up there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.